It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Christina Pei. She is with the USU Extension Office here in Carbon County. And as they always do, they have their care cooking class that's coming up on the 23rd. This time around, you've got Helper City Mayor Lanice Peterman. So we're going to talk about what kind of things go on in this and what you need to do if you'd like to go to the class. And then, you know, we're going to talk about what Lanice is going to be cooking for us on this occasion. These classes are very fun. They're informative. You get really cool swag and you get to learn how to make a recipe and you get food. What more do you need, right? Christina, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Anytime. Let's talk about this information and get this information out there because it is great information and it's a really fun class. I went and did one and they are a lot of fun. So let's dive into this one. It's coming up on February 23rd. Where is it going to be at? In the same location as always, I'm sure.
Right, in the USU Extension classroom, which is in the Carbon County Administration Building. We're just along the front side of the building. It's really easy to find.
And you don't even need to go in the main part of the building itself. No. There's a door right on the outside. Yeah. And head on in there. They've got a cooking kitchen in there that they can use to do this. And as always, this is going to be on Facebook Live, correct?
Facebook Live. We're doing a hybrid. So Facebook Live, plus you can also sign up or register to come in person. If you're going to do that, you need to jump onto Eventbrite. There's only 10 slots left. We have about room for about 20 people, so if that's something you want to do, get on Eventbrite and register and come join us. It's free.
And if you've never watched one, if you've never been to one, what kind of things are they going to see at these events?
Okay, so what we usually do is just demonstrate a recipe that's quick and easy to prepare and is nutritious as well. We're trying to show people that no matter who you are or how busy you are, you can fix a nutritious meal to serve your family at dinner time. And we also like to encourage families eating together as that is a protective factor in helping our youth be successful and choose healthy life choices instead of some of the other options that are out there. And then we also talk about different protective factors and how you can strengthen youth through that. So it's kind of a mixture of things. We show you how to cook, we teach you how to strengthen your youth, and we just have fun in the process.
And really it is, and that's what it's geared towards, is everybody should have that one meal as a family. We all live busy lives. We really do. But this is going to kind of show you, hey, you know what? You can make something in 20 or 30 minutes and have a meal together as a family and kind of reconnect at the end of the day just to check in and make sure that things are going okay. And these are the kind of things that you guys talk about as well. It's ideas. It's ways that people do different things. And I'm sure you've gotten a pretty good response to these things because not every family does this the same. It's all different, but that's fine. I think the most important part that you guys are trying to get across is, you know what, it's a family unit, and you know, you need to do these things together. And I think that's the most important thing to take away from it, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Research shows that the family that has at least one meal together during the day, it strengthens the family bonds. It also strengthens the youth, gives them the tools that they need to be successful and to thrive in life. And add to that a healthy meal so that you don't have to spend money at fast food places or other restaurants necessarily every night. So it'll save you money plus give you that nutritious meal that will benefit your family.
All right. So coming up on this one, what is Lanice going to be cooking?
She's going to be making teriyaki chicken wraps, which sound really delicious to me right now because it's lunchtime. And we're excited to have her come and join us.
And always the greatest thing, like I said, about these things is they're quick.
They are.
They're something very easy and simple, and they can be prepared right there. And then it gets you to that part of your day faster. So we've got the teriyaki chicken wraps that are going to be going down on that night. And then the guest always gets to bring one surprise one. And we don't know what Lanice is going to do yet. You're going to have to tune in or go to find out. Now, if people want to tune in for this one, what do they need to go for that?
Probably the easiest is on Facebook. If you go to the Care for Carbon, it's the Care Coalition's website. We partner with them. And that's where it'll be broadcast, or you can actually jump onto the Create Better Health Carbon County Facebook page, either one. It's kind of a dual screens. we share the feed on both pages, so you're welcome to join us there. And if you want to come in person, as we mentioned before, make sure you register on Eventbrite so we know that you're coming. We also give copies of these recipes to people who join us either on Facebook or in person so that you can take these home and do them yourself.
And if you can't make it and you watch live, they give away some pretty cool swag most of the time. Is that the same case this time around as well?
We have door prizes that we... that we draw names for, either if it's from our Facebook audience or for those in person. Everybody's name goes into a pot, and prizes are usually donated by the CARE Coalition or Castleview Hospital, who is also a partner with us on this, and also through USU Extension. So there's usually a good variety of things.
And they're great swag bags once again. Now, once again, that's coming up on the 23rd. You've got something coming up that you wanted to talk about. The first of March kind of goes throughout the month of March there for a little bit.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. It's all about dining with diabetes.
It is. We want to teach people to live well who have diabetes. It's not a sentence to eating icky food for the rest of your life. And so we're going to learn about diabetes and the relationship to nutrition and physical activity. We're going to talk about self-management of diabetes, as well as we're going to taste some diabetes-friendly foods and have those recipes available for people who attend. And then we're going to learn about healthy cooking techniques as well, just little things that you can do too that can improve the nutrition value of your food. And hopefully the goal for this is to gain confidence in diabetes self-management. It's kind of a daunting task when you get that diagnosis, and so we want to do what we can to teach you how to do these little things. And each class is only an hour long, and you'll get a little workbook along with that. The classes begin March 7th, and we'll hold them on the 7th, 9th, 14th, and 16th from 6:30 to 7:30 in the evening. We do ask for a $15 fee. That's just to cover the materials and some of the foods that we'll be preparing. So we'd like to invite anybody who wants to come to register on Eventbrite.
So, and the easiest way to go is Eventbrite. And then probably for this one, the easiest thing to do would be to go to the search bar and just type in Dining with Diabetes, yes. Price, Utah.
Yes.
And yep. It'll pop right up and register. Are you going to cap that class as well? Same, about 20 per?
No, 20, 25. It just depends on who registers. We want to be able to help as many and serve as many as we can. So probably no more than 25.
Okay. And once again, that's starting on March 7th, and it's only going for 4 nights.
Right.
The 7th, the 9th, the 14th, and the 16th.
Correct.
6:30 to 7:30. Same location right there?
Same location.
So if you've got interest in any of these things, you can check out their Facebook page. I'm sure there's links on those to this. Give them a call. Do you have a phone number down there where people could just give them a call really
quick?
Sure.
636-3236.
All right. We've been speaking with Christina Pay from the USU Extension here in Carbon County. A couple of great events coming up. One on the 23rd. It is the cooking event there with... Mayor Lanice Peterman of Helper. You can check that out on their Facebook page. And then the Dining with Diabetes, that's going to be an in-class, hands-on course that'll be taking place starting March 7th, and it'll go for 4 nights. Christina, thank you so much for coming in and taking the time out to talk to us today. And once again, thanks for everything the Extension does. They do some great things down there, and it's great to get this information out to the people.
Oh, thank you for having me again, and we appreciate your support in getting the word out.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.